The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We all know we're getting ready for the AFC, the NFC Championship game. We got a lot of coaching changes going on. So to talk about it all right now, we have joining us a Fox Sports analyst and broadcaster, someone who's won 3 Super Bowls, someone who's been an NFL Pro Bowler. Some people call him Stink. His name is Mark Schlereth. Mark, how you doing, man?
Man, I am doing great. Great to be with you. Always fun to talk a little football, a little food, a little other stuff, you know, everything. A little all things encompassing when it comes to football.
Well, we're going to talk about all the good and great game day things that we need. Mm-hmm. You're a party guy. You know what it means to get a party started. But first of all, happy birthday to you, man. Happy birthday.
And thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's the 26th anniversary of Super Bowl 32, in which, the Denver Broncos, my Broncos, beat up on the Green Bay Packers 31-24 on my 32nd birthday. So I don't know how many guys have actually won the Super Bowl of their birthday on their birthday, but I'm one of them. So anyhow, and I like to think of myself as the guy who single-handedly won that Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos. So at least that's a story I've been telling myself for the last 26 years.
Yeah, well, you've helped protect some quarterback I never heard of him, some running back I never heard of. You did good out there. But first of all, you know about a good party. You got reason to party today for your birthday. We got a championship Sunday coming up. We got a Super Bowl Sunday. What the hell are you going to be eating? What are you watching? What's the deal here, Mark?
Yeah, well, it always starts with a great TV, LG OLED Evo C3. You can immerse yourself in this extraordinary visual and auditory experience. Hey, whether it's movies, gaming, sports, whatever your deal is, you'll feel like you're part of the action with the LG OLED TV. 42 to 83 inches LG OLED TV, simply the best. LG.com for more information. And then you got to have great food. Sometimes the food's better than the game, for crying out loud. But
oh, yeah.
Anyhow, the snack boards for my friends at Farm Rich, they make it easy. Mozzarella sticks, loaded potato skins, crispy dill pickles, breaded veggies. You can find them at the freezer section of your local grocer, farmrich.com, for more information. You can spice up any party with ramen from our friends at Nissin Foods. Hey, heat up game day with the all-new hot and spicy Firewalk packets with chili pepper-infused noodles. You can check out the torched teriyaki chicken, the screaming Szechuan beef. They are great. Prep and serve in about 5 minutes. You can find out more at walmart.com. But that's how Super Bowl Sunday and the championship weekend is going to look for me.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. I think I'm going to get involved in all of it. Well, I mean, listen, you talk about that television. We're going to be watching a whole lot of brand new head coaches this upcoming season. We learned just even earlier today about Canales now being the new head coach of the Panthers. What is that going to look like in the development of Bryce Young? David Tepper, I guess when he's not throwing drinks on people, he's hiring folks. What is that going to look like?
Yeah, you know, it'll be really interesting because I love the kid, right? I mean, I think he is a great young kid in Bryce Young, and he's a talented kid. But, you know, I mean, there were some growing pains, and part of that is just not being a very good football team. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of challenge out there as the offense is considered and trying to support him. But I know they love him out there. And the kid, you know, is a hard worker, a professional, and all those things. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how they support him, how they run the football, how they create an opportunity for that kid to get better. So that's excited. Dave Canales is a buddy of mine. So He's a guy that I really like, and I'm excited for him. So, really cool stuff out there. We'll see exactly how that goes. But hey, listen, man, one of the things, you talk about coaches, Bill Belichick right now still looking for that job, and he's interviewed with Atlanta a couple times. He interviewed with the Chargers. But really, when you look at it, owners want a young, hot offensive coordinator. Like, that is what they want. And you see Canales going to Carolina, like you talked about. Bobby Slowik is still kind of a hot commodity, as is Ben Johnson with the Lions. So, like, that's kind of what people are looking for, more morphing toward the offense as opposed to the defense.
Mark Schlereth is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about Belichick. We know about the multiple interviews with the Falcons. The Falcons have seemingly interviewed almost 15 to 20 guys at this point. We see some of the jobs getting gobbled up. We'll get into Harbaugh. But do you think there's a real possibility that we move into this next NFL season without seeing Bill Belichick on somebody's sideline?
Yeah, I do. I do think there's a real possibility of that. And like I said, I think, I always joke around, but young offensive coordinators who have developed young quarterbacks, that's like Viagra to 80-year-old owners. They love that stuff. They can't get enough of that stuff. So I think that's the direction the league is going in, and they feel like that gives them the best opportunity, even with the success of a guy, like D'Amico Ryans in Houston. He was incredible, should be the coach of the year. All that kind of stuff. But with that said, you look at Bobby Slowik, his offensive coordinator. Like I said, you look at Ben Johnson and what they've done offensively in Detroit. I think that's what teams are looking for. They're looking for that offensive explosion, that guy that can lead an offense. And I think that's the interesting aspect of that. So we'll see exactly how that goes. But I could see a year where Bill Belichick sits out.
We're going to see soon enough. We'll find out. Mark Schlereth here with us on CBS Sports Radio to look at Harbaugh. Not on the younger side. I know you played against him, and we know he went to college and came back national championship. What do you expect from that Chargers offense? Is Herbert going to be throwing the ball as much? What do you think that team is going to look like from an X's and O's standpoint? We know he likes to run the ball.
Yeah, he's gonna have a fullback, and they're gonna do some under center stuff, and it's gonna be a legit NFL type of offense. And which I personally think, you look at the way the offense is structured in today's game, and I understand that we spend the majority of our time in nickel situations, with three wide receivers and all that stuff. But show me the teams that can run the ball. Show me the teams that can condense formations and use multiple tight ends and a fullback, and I'll show you the teams that get to the playoffs and do well in the playoffs. And so that's what Jim Harbaugh does. Like I said, they'll be under center. There'll be some condensed formations. They'll have tiger package with two tight ends. They'll have a base with a fullback and running backs, and they'll get in and out of that stuff. So it becomes legitimate, NFL style football. And oftentimes, I think the thing that's important about that is you take your quarterback off the high dive. You don't say, "Hey, man, the whole game is on your shoulders. Go." And I think that's really been some of Buffalo's problems with Josh Allen. The guy's so incredibly talented, but that guy has to operate from the high dive at all times. Like, hey, if you don't play exceptionally well, and you don't make every check, and you don't go through the mental gymnastics of orchestrating at the line of scrimmage, we can't win. I think that's unfair to a quarterback, and I just think it's unfair to an offense. So, Jim will do that for Justin Herbert. It'll be a really good thing for him.
Mark, as we start to wrap things up here so you could celebrate your birthday, we know we got these big games coming up this Sunday, NFC AFC Championship game. You talk about running the ball. Nobody does it like the Ravens. Who do you think is going to come out on top? Are they going to be able to run towards a championship? And do you think the Lions have a chance to go out there and upset those 49ers?
Yeah, I think both teams have a chance to, the both road teams have a chance to upset, but I'll just stick with kind of a preseason prediction. And the two teams that I think are the two best teams, roster wise, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. I think they have the best roster in the AFC, and I think the Niners have the best roster in the NFC. And the Niners, quite frankly, did not play well. They probably should have lost that game to Green Bay. I thought, and I did the last two games of the season for the Niners, so I really dug into their tape, about six games worth of tape on both sides of the ball. And I thought it was their worst defensive performance that I had seen. And so, ultimately to me, that bodes well for San Francisco because they'll clean that stuff up. That performance will embarrass them. I mean, they gave their offense one opportunity with the football in the first quarter. One. So I think you'll see a much better performance from San Francisco. I like the Niners versus the Ravens to make it to the Super Bowl.
You think a Mr. Lamar Jackson's going to hoist that Vince Lombardi, Mark?
I'm going with San Francisco in this game, and Brock Purdy. But listen, man, your guess is as good as mine. Hey, if they turn over the Niners like they did on Christmas night 5 times, then yes, they're going to hoist the Lombardi trophy. But as I like to say, man, that's why they play the games. If the games were played on paper, yours truly would have spent a lot less time on an operating table. So they're not, and that's why they play them, and we'll see exactly what happens. But I'm really excited for Championship Sunday.
A final football question for you, Mark. You mentioned Brock Purdy. Why doesn't he get the love that he deserves? People look at him and go, oh, it's all weapons, but the man has to deliver the ball.
Yeah, I just don't think people really understand what he does and as good as he is. I'm telling you, getting through a progression, the timing of an offense is kept in the quarterback's feet, and there's nobody better than Brock Purdy in regards to his feet and the timing of that offense. And I've watched him work a progression of through 4 guys in a progression in under a second and a half and deliver a touchdown throw. So the guy is exceptional at what he does. It is weapons and it is scheme, and he's the quote unquote game manager. And I asked him about that, man. He bristled. He said, anybody who calls me a game manager doesn't actually watch the tape, which I love the answer. I loved his kind of saltiness. Didn't play very well last week. I think he'll get a bounce back as well.
Hey, Mark, appreciate you taking the time to hop on. 3-time Super Bowl champ, multiple time Pro Bowler analyst for Fox. Hey, where can people find out more information about watching the game, eating good during the game, and where can they follow you?
Okay, you can check me out. Well, I'm on social medias at Mark Schlereth, both on X and on Instagram. But as far as the TV and all that stuff is concerned, LG.com, you can check it out there. FarmRich.com for your great snack board ideas. And then Walmart.com for the ramen and the Nissin Foods great spicy firewalk packets.
Well, listen, man, you enjoy it all. Happy birthday to you again. Many more to you. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.